Okay. The issue before us is the general question of Shnayim Shasu. When two people do something together, and the two of them comes out a single Maisa, how do we look at the thing that took place? Do we understand that each one did half the Maisa? Or do we understand that each one did the whole Maisa? How do you look at two people who do a Maisa together? We had yesterday the Yesod from Hilchos Shabbos that Shnayim Shasu, two people who carry an object out into the street together, they take a piece of furniture, and then one's holding one end, and one's on the other end, they carry it out into the street. So the Yesod that we had yesterday was that the chayiv, each one is chayiv a karba chatos, or chayiv misif, they did it b'mezid, that in Hilchos Shabbos, it seems, certainly like Rameya, it seems clear that Shnayim Shasu, that if two people carry something out together, we label each one as a Mechal Shabbos, each one separately, which means that the Maisa is Mesiachis to each of the two of them.
Isn't that not true? If melacha could be done by one person, two people do it.
Rabbi Yehuda holds that way. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a chilek of zei yachol, zei yachol, zei yachol, zei yachol. But we said yesterday, as Shimon points out, that's all learned from Gzeiras HaKasef. But in the Etzem HaSvara, the din is that Shnayim Shasol Chayavim, which means that the Maisa is Mesiachis to each one totally. In our sugya, in our Mishnah, two people picked up a talis together. Now, like Rashi, it's going on the Sefer, they picked it up together. Or like the Ritva, it's going on Yechaluk Yechayli Esemes, that they picked it up together. Whatever it is, let's say they picked it up together. We're saying that if two people pick up a talis together, each one did a kinyan. Now, the kasha is, the Mishnah fits well with Hilchos Shabbos. It's exactly the same thing. In Hilchos Shabbos, two people carry it, each one is chayiv, each one did a malacha. And in our Mishnah, two people pick up a talis together, each one is doing a ma'aseh kinyan. L'chayra, there's no problem, everything fits in beautifully. However, Rami Bar Chama comes along over here in our Gemara, and Rami Bar Chama says, Zoisei Meres, you know why in our Mishnah it's considered to be a kinyan for each one? Because we have a rule that if one person picks up for his chaver, if he has das for his chaver, so it's considered that his chaver is a meshutif in what he does. That's why in our Mishnah they're both kaina when they pick it up together. Rami Bar Chama is a stira to Hilchos Shabbos, because he's saying that the only reason when two people pick it up together, the only reason they're kaina is because Hamagbiya Metziah L'Chaveira Kana Chaveira. If there was no such thing, if Hamagbiya Metziah L'Chaveira Loi Kana Chaveira, if there was no such thing, there was no Migul Dezachel Nafshe, no Cheshbainis, Be'etzem, we wouldn't consider it like each one's picking up the whole thing. That's what Rami Bar Chama is saying. Rav Bechama says our Mishnah is not because each one picked up the whole thing. Our Mishnah is because of this rule of Avietzeh Chaver, Kana Chaver. That means that the way Rami Bechama learned the Mishnah, it's the opposite of Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, each person did the Maisa. It's considered that he did a complete Maisa. In our Mishnah, we're not considering it as if each person did the whole Maisa. We're only saying the reason each one is kaina is because his chaver had das for him. But be'etzem, we're not saying each person did the whole ma'aseh. So this is what's bothering Reb Shimon, where all the Torah comes is because our Mishnah itself would stim well with Hilchos Shabbos. But Rami Bar Chama messes us up, because Rami Bar Chama says that in our Mishnah we wouldn't say each one did a whole ma'aseh kinyan, lulei the fact that I'm a be'etzem leir, kona chaver. So now the question is, what's the rule? It's only because Magbiya Mitzilah Chaveri Kona Chaveri. Why in Halchah Shabbos are you Chayiv?
By Kinyanim, we can't say that they both did the Maisa. Because how can two people
kind of
the same thing?
So that's why they're Shutfim. That's why it's Yachlaiku. If two people find the Mitzilah at the same time, and they both pick it up, you know why Yachlaiku? Because they did a Kinyan simultaneously. So they both own the whole thing. If two people own a whole thing, that means a Shutfim. So they split up. So this is the Aleph. This is sort of where it comes in. You have to come now and tell me some gedder, some rule, where sometimes it's this way, sometimes it's that way. Mm-hmm. Yesterday I mentioned to you Reb Shimon's Mahalach. The Avnei Nezer has a tshuva. It's in the tshuvas Avnei Nezer, Arachayim, Simen Kuf Tzadik Beis. And Avnei Nezer says a gedder. What's nice about it is that it's not his own svara, it's a rishon, it's a rajba. It's a rajba in Bava Kama. So let's learn the rajba, and then we'll plug everything in. The rajba is going on, not Hilchas Shabbos, not Hilchas Kinyanim, third case. The rajba goes on a gemara in Bava Kama on Gimel Amud Beis. The gemara there in Bava Kama has a case, Sharva Adam, a man and his ox together pushed another person into a bar. Sharva Adam, Shadachbu Adam Labar. A Shar and Adam together pushed someone into the bar. They pushed them together. So the Gemara says that Shneim Chayavim. The owner of the ox is Chayiv because the Shar is a Shar Amazik. And the Adam is Chayiv because he's Adam Amazik. Each one is completely chayiv. Now, obviously, if the man who hezek was $1,000, he doesn't get 2,000. He'll get half from the Baal HaShar and half from the Adam. But let's say the Baal HaShar runs away. So each one is separately chayiv for the whole thing. The Adam would be chayiv for the entire hezek. So what do we see over there? When two people do a thing together, there's a person and an animal. What do we see from there? Shar v'adam shadach v'ay labar. Each one is chayiv. We see that it's what? We see that it's a complete ma'isa. Right there, we see the complete ma'isa is mesiachas to each one. For the Rashba, it's a stira to a Gemara earlier in Bava Kama and Av Yoramid Beis. The Gemara there says hiko asara b'nei adam be'eser maklois. If 10 people, each one has a stick, they beat somebody up. Hiko asara b'nei adam asara maklois. The Gemara says that if it's bevas achas, if it would be possible that they all hit him at the same moment, caused whatever, the same broken bone came from all 10, so they'd be potter. Kulam p'turim. So for the Rashba, it's a stira. There you have 10 people hit him with 10 sticks. If they would all, let's say 10 people tend to hit him on the same arm at the same moment, and they break his bone, so they're all potter. So there we see when miyach is to each one only a half a mice or a tenth of a mice. Not the whole mice is not miyach is to each person. And by shar v'adam shadachbu l'adam labar, when miyach is the whole thing to each person. So it's a stira, the two sugyas in Bava Kama, by Mazik. They're both by Mazik. And it's a stira, the two sugyas over there in Bava Kama. So the Rashba teretz. He says it together. The Rashba says, if 10 people would hold one stick, if 10 people would hold on to the same stick and hit somebody, then kulam chayavim. If 10 people hold the same stick and they swing it down and they hit somebody, then all 10, every one of them is chayiv with miyachis to maisa to each one. Where it's one maisa, one act, and it comes from the 10 people, one maisa from the 10 people, then we miyachis it to each one of the people that was involved. Just like Hilchas Shabbos, shnayim shasal chayavim. The same thing by Mazik. If 10 people would hold the same stick and the same swing would hit, they'd be chayiv. When do we say a potter? Where the 10 people did 10 maisim, each one hit with his stick. Each person hit with his own stick. And the hezek came from the 10 together. There, since it's 10 people doing 10 maisim, each one only did 1/10 of the hezek. Because each one did a separate maisim. It's when it's one maisa that they did together, there when we put the responsibility for the whole maisa on each person. And Daf Nun Gimel, the case there was, Sharva Adam Shed, that they pushed somebody into a bar. It's one maisa. They pushed someone into a bar. Who pushed? Two. Sharon and Adam, or two people. They pushed somebody into a bar. It's one maisa that was done by two people. Each person is responsible for the whole ma'isa. Sayin Hilchis Shabbos, each person is responsible for the whole ma'isa. And Sayin Hilchis Mazikin, each person is responsible for the whole ma'isa. The only time that we say that potter is if there are 10 ma'isa. Like the case of Hiko Asara v'Neyadam Asara Maklois, where each person did his ma'isa with his stick. So what does my stick have to do with his stick? I did it with my stick. I'm only chayef for what I did. He's chayef for what he did. Let's say in Hilchus Shabbos, you would have a case where there's a deer runs into a room. A deer runs into the room. So if you close the door, you're chayef at sad. Tzeda, if the deer runs into a room, the door's open, you close the door, you're chayef. What would be if two people come to the doorway and block the doorway? So it says like this. If one person blocks half the doorway, he's potter. The tzvika still get out. If the second person, whoever comes second, he blocks the doorway, he's chayiv. He's the one that did the tzeda. Because the tzeda is when the room is completely blocked. That's when it's tzeda. What happens if they come simultaneously? Bevasachas. Two people come to the door at the same moment, and they block the door together. At the same second. But they're blocking it side by side. Each one, the doorway is 36 inches wide. One's blocking 18 inches, and one's blocking 18 inches. But at the same time. Zogdav de Nezer, what'll be the din in such a case? How's it follow? Zogdav de Nezer, in such a case, you potter. Because each one only did half the maisa. You can't say that each one did the whole thing. Each one did half. You're potter. It's not like two people carrying out a piece of furniture. When two people carry the furniture, when miyachis the myself carrying out the furniture to both, each one is completely responsible for the maisa. They did one maisa together. Two people carrying one piece of furniture is like 10 people holding the same stick and hitting. But if you would have a case of two people next to each other by a door, that's like he's ko asara b'nei yodim b'eser maklos. Lamaisa, it still came from both of them. Even if it was Zayn Yachal, Zayn Yachal. Lamaisa, who did it? Each one did the Maisa, together with the other person. So even if it was Zayn Yachal, Zayn Yachal, still.
That's
why the door also
Zayn Yachal,
Zayn Yachal. That what?
Each one by himself
can
block the door.
Well, there it's two Maisim, and here it's one Maisim. Over there, it's two ma'isim. One is to block this part of the doorway, and one is to block this part. That's like 10 sticks. And one stick, even if I'm not strong enough to break the bone, but two people held it together and broke the bone together, each one. It's one door, it's true. It might be one doorway, but it's really two doorways, two half doorways. Each half by itself. But it's the same thing when they break someone's arm. In the result, it's one. But in the Maisa, it's two. 10 people hit him bevas achas. They broke one arm. Just like it's one doorway. They broke one arm. But each one did a separate Maisa, which is not capable of breaking the arm, only everyone together. Same thing in the doorway. Each person did something which he's not capable of.
And the furniture is one piece of
but it's one Maisa. That's the Rashba's chap, that when it's one Maisa, just like Shar and Adam push somebody into a bar. Even if one person couldn't do it himself. It's one ma'isa, then that's the din of Shnayim Shasor Chayav. So that explains Shabbos, explains Mazik. The Ramban, the Avni Nezer brings a Ramban in Bava Basra. I think there it's also Dafnun Gimel. The Ramban there is talking about a Kenyan B'nichse Hager. A Ger died with no relatives. You all know the din. If you ever hear of a Ger dying with no relatives, what do? Huh? Run. You run. Whoever's the first one to grab the house gets the house. Whoever's the first one. It's not such a nice thing to do, maybe, but you want to be kind of maybe for tzedakah, I don't know. But if a Ger is dying, whoever's kind is kind. So if you have a field, what can you do? What can you do from half ground a field? So no God or a parat, can you chazake is you put up a fence. Or if there's an opening in the wall, you plug up the opening to the wall. So the Ramban says, what happens if two people went together to a ger's field? A ger died. And they put up a gather. They put up a wall. They did it together. They're kind of, they're not kind of. Interesting Ramban. The Ramban says that if each one put up half the gather at the same time, each one put up half the wall, neither is kind of. Each one did half a kinyan. Neither of them is kind of. If they picked up one piece of fence and they did one mice and put it into the hole in the wall, then they're both kind of. Mamish the Rashba. If they did one maisa together, they took one piece of fence and blocked up the wall, one maisa together, then they're kind. If each one, they split it, he said, you do half the wall, you do half the wall, and each one at the same time did both, he did his and he did his, so the Ramban, you're not kind. So there's a Beferish Ramban in Bava Basra, the same as the Rashba in Bava Kama, who says this chilek, that if you do one kinyan with one maisa, two people, you're kainan. If you do two half kinyanim, bevasachas, nobody's kainan. Each one did half a maisa, it's not a kinyan. So it's very geschmack that it's a Rashba above a Kama, it's a Ramban above a Basra, and he finds a Raivin above a Metzia. So he has a Raivin from all the three Bavas. Above a Kama, it's a Rashba. In Bava Basra, it's a Ramban. And in our sugya, he brings a Ravid. The Ravid goes in our Gemara. The Ravid says, "Hamagbia mitzil lechaveray." Our sugya is talking dafka by a talus, which, if one person would have picked it up himself, the other half would be munachas agabe karka, as the Gemara is mashma in a minute. Right? Each person, when he picked it up, if he would have just picked up his thing, the other half would be on the floor. Let's say it wasn't a talus. If it wasn't a talus, it was a chefetz in hefka. Let's say it was a tape recorder. And they both ran and they picked it up together. If two people pick up a tape recorder together, or something which each one is doing the whole ma'isa, so up to Ravid, then they're both kaina, without the din of Hamagbiya Mitzil HaChaveri Kona Chaveri. Then the whole ma'isa is Messiachis to each one. If they're both running in the street and they pick up a baseball bat, where if each person picked it up, the whole thing would have been picked up. He says, there it's Pashit that each one is kaina. There it's Pashit, just like the Ramban says in Bava Basra. If each one did the whole ma'isa, they just did it together, then avad it's a kinya for each one. There would be no shayla that you're kind of. There would be no shayla that each person would be kind of. Our Gemara, Dr. Ravid is talking, where the ma'isa was that each person picked it up. Now, they picked it up together. The whole talus got picked up. And you kind of, when you had three tefachim, or one tefach, whatever you hold that boss, and machleik is that the Rashbam and Taisis, you have to pick it up one tefach or three tefachim. But as soon as they pick it up to shear, they're kind. So to derive it in our Gemara, each person when he picked up his side of the talus, the other side would have been munachas agavei karka. Therefore, in our Gemara, each person only did half a ma'aseh kinyan. Because if you pick up one end of a talus, you're kind of nothing. If you're walking in the street, and there's a talus, and you pick up your one end of it, the other end is on the floor, so what's in your hand, you kind of kinyan yad, you cut that off. But whatever else you picked up, it's not a kinyan. Unless you pick up the whole thing, that's not kinyan agbah, picking up one end. So Zakta Ravid, in our Gemara, why do you need the din of Magbiya Metzila Chavera Kana Chavera? Because each person did a half a kinyan. Each person by himself only did half a kinyan. And therefore, what I did is only half a kinyan, what you did is only half a kinyan. We're not kaina. Zakta Rami Bar Chama, why in our Gemara are you kaina? Because there's a halacha. Hamagbiya Metzila Lechavera Kana Chavera. So Rashi, each person had das for the other person. The way we're learning Rashi, it's going on the Sefer. It's Masha Shnei Amaydim. Each person had das for the other one. They had a das to pick it up together. And since they had a das to pick it up together, that's why they're kaina. But really, nobody did a whole kinyan. Each person only did half a kinyan. And be'etzem, they would not be kaina. Were it not for the din of Ambibi Yamatzila Chaveira, Yomiga de Zachalin, Nafsi Zachal Chavre, whichever cheshbin the Gemara goes to. So it comes out, what do we have? In Hilchas Shabbos, we have two possible cases. Either they're carrying a piece of furniture, which is one ma'isa by two people, or they're sitting two parts of a door, which is two half ma'isa. So in Hilchas Shabbos, we make that chiluk. By mazik, we make a chilek between 10 people hitting with one stick, one ma'isa through 10 people. Or 10 people with 10 sticks, 10 ma'isa through 10 people. The Ramban above a basra makes a chilek, same chilek. If you two people are putting up a geder, one ma'isa by two people, each one did the whole ma'isa. If each was putting up half, then it's two half ma'isa. So what we're saying in Hilchas Shabbos, and what we're saying in Hilchas Mazik, and what we're saying in Ilchis Kinyanei Nechse Ager, we're saying in our sugya, fourth place, the same exact chilek, that if they're picking up something like a baseball bat together, then it's poshit, then each one's kinder, the whole thing. They end up splitting because each one was kinder the whole thing. There you don't need a Magbiya Metzila Chaveri. There each one did a whole kinyan. If it's a talus, or something which would be Munachas Al Gabi Karka, there each person only did half a ma'isa. Because each person's ma'isa was not a complete hagbah. I picked up one side of the talus, the other person picked up the other side. So here it's two ma'isa, and here I didn't do a whole kinyan. You didn't do a whole kinyan. Why are we kaina? So I say meres, because there's a din of ambiya metzil chaver, ekona chaver.
Does the Rav argue on the Rav in
the answer
again?
He
does. We'll have to see.
So we have to figure that out. 1 second. You're right. You're right. But, till here, Davni Nezer is very gishmak. Davni Nezer is a very gishmak hagdara, a very gishmak cheshbin in the chilukim between the two types of shnayim shasu, and this is the way we're going to learn the sugya like Rashi. Rashi learns a regular case of Abin Sechadei, right? And this is the way we learn the sugya. What?
It's picked up high enough that it wouldn't touch the ground anymore.
So the Ravid says the Gemara is not talking that case. See, it really can be because when two people pick up together, the kinyan happens after a tefach or three tefach.
Where is it? At that point, it would be on the ground.
Right. The Ravid says that's the case of the Gemara. That's the Gemara.
Kimishum
lechaz
agav karka. So anymore.
Then it would be a kinyan batza. It would be a kinyan batza without the din of Rabbi Yitzchak Chaver Kana Chaver. Be a din batza, what you call it. Sorry.
One picks it up, the other one picks it up at that point.
They pick up together.
Right. So one picks up one at tefach.
Well, together they pick it up at tefach. Right. They're already kind of because I'm being mitzvah chaver, kana chaver.
It doesn't have to be
that
it's off the ground.
It has to be off the ground.
No, if the second guy would let go, it would hit the ground.
Right. Second guy would let go, it would hit the ground. Yeah, that wasn't the question. Shimshon was asking, why happens if they pick it up so high that each person is doing a whole kinyan? So if each person is doing a whole kinyan, it's the same as a baseball bat.
That's how the Rabbi is learning.
No, he's learning that together they picked it up. Each person by himself would have picked it up only in amount that the other side would be communicating with Misha Menachas Agavi Kaka, and that's why you need the din of Ambiya Mitzil Chaver Kana Chaver.
I understand, but the point is, the Rav is saying the only time it works is if you pick up the whole papers, and if the other guy wasn't holding it, it would be hanging on the ground.
Then it would work without Ambiya Mitzil Chaver Kana Chaver, without Migud Zachal Nafshi. There it works by Etzem that it's a Kenyan. Our Gemara is setting on the Mishnah in a case where it's a Magbiyam Sechaver Kona Chaver, it would be on the ground. It would be on the ground, yeah.
It doesn't have to be.
We're talking circles, I'm missing something. We're not communicating.
But Rabbi said the case has to be like the Ravid.
The Ravid sets his eye on the Gemara in that case. That's what answers the question. According to the Ravid, the Ravid holds it has to be that case. Because if it would be the other case, he wouldn't come out. If we misunderstand, we'll straighten out later. All right, this is all the Mahalach of the Ravid. Now, there's one loose end from yesterday. One loose end from yesterday. We had one more case yesterday, right? Shabbos, Mazik, Kinyonim, Shechita. And the case of Shechita yesterday, right? L'chaira, the case of Shechita doesn't fit with this Avnei Nezer. No? What was the case by Sheichit? A guy and a Yid shechted simultaneously. And was saying over there, the Shechita is no good. Because the Yid only did half a Shechita. According to the Avnei Nezer, it should be good there. Because the Yid did a whole Shechita. The Yid did a whole Shechita. The guy did a whole Shechita. The guy doesn't pass on, the Yid is machsher. So it should be good. How do you know?
Why do you say that it's a Shechita?
Because the Rashba says if 10 people hit with one stick, each one did the whole thing, it's only with 10 different sticks, then it's separate. Same thing Shechita. If we do it with two knives, then it might be different. But the case, what?
The Maisa of the cutting, it's the din of Shechita.
What's the Maisa Shechita? Who did the Maisa Shechita? That's the question. Who did the Shechita?
But in the only Shechita, it's not based on a knife, it's cutting.
Sure, it is.
Based on what's done correctly, and it's not based on how it's done.
It has to be done by a Yid. A Yid has to do a complete Maaseh Shechita.
No, it's not compared to the case of a Yid with 10 people are
holding one stick.
There, each person is hitting.
When two people held one stick, we said each one did the whole Maaseh by hitting. So it would follow that if 10 people hold one knife and shecht, each one of the 10 did the whole Maaseh Shechita. No? Then it should be a Kasher Shechita. So I looked in Yeridaya, and to my delight, I found the Shach. The Shach makes the following chiluk. The Shach argues with the Mechaber. The Shach says, if at the same time a Yid and a Goy are holding two different knives and shechting, then in Hachinami, then it's a problem. But if a Yid and a Goy are holding the same knife at the same time, the Shach holds it's a good Shechita. Because each one did the whole Maisa. The Shach says, Mamish, Davnei Nezer. It's like a fifth Makar for the Avnei Nezer. The Shach says that in Achinami, when each was holding a separate knife and they shecht at the same time, then it's taka no good. Because then it's two meisim, it's like 10 sticks. But if they're shechting with one knife, a Yid and a guy simultaneously, it is good. Because the Yid did the whole Shechita and the guy did the whole Shechita. Furthermore, the Shach says, if a Yid is holding it together with a guy, and the guy is shechting l'shem avodah zarah, the same one knife, a Yid and a guy are shechting at the same time, and the guy says, I'm shechting l'shem avodah zarah, and they shech together, then it's possible. Because the Yid did a whole Shechita, and the guy did a whole Shechita. But the guy's Shechita was a Shema Vaidazara. The behemoth is also Ba'anah. If the guy did a Shema Vaidazara. Vaita. Because each one did a whole Maisa, when you hold one knife together. If it's a Yid and a guy Stamazai, the guy's not Mecham and Shema Vaidazara. Just wants to eat meat. And the Yid Shech. So Vaita, each one did the whole Maisa. So the Shechita is good, because Tamazai, a guy shechts, it's not a psul, just missing a kashrus. And the Yid did a whole Shechita, so it has the kashrus. So it's kasher. So Adarab, at least the Shitas HaShach, which he attributes to the Zeruah and Agos Ashri, he says, if it's a beautifully, it's Mamish to Avnei Nezer, it's a fifth Makar for the Avnei Nezer. Shita Mechaber is the Rashba Shita there. It's going to be a problem. We're going to have a little problem with the Rashba there. All right, Avnei Nezer, his Geder is a Klora Geder and it fits in the five places. Getting back to our Gemara. In our Gemara, this is all fits well the way we learned the Gemara with Rashi, Pashup Shap, what I explained yesterday, the Rayas from the Sefer, and everything is very smooth. The Ritva's Mahalach in this Gemara appears to be not this way. He learns that the case of our Mishnah is a case of Shnayim Shasol. It is a case of two people doing it. And the whole Maisa being Messiachis to each one. Now, in all likelihood, this is because the Ritva disagrees with the Ravid. The Ritva holds, doesn't hold like the Ravid's Yisayid. He holds that even when it's a talis, there's no difference, it would be a talis that's dragging on the floor, or a talis that wouldn't be dragging on the floor. There's no chilik. He doesn't agree with the Ravid's chilik. So if the Ritva doesn't agree with the Ravid's chilik, so the whole shtickle Torah we said is not going like the, is going like the Ravid, it's not going like the Ritva. The Ritva will have to go back to Reb Shimon's pshat from yesterday. And it comes out, there are two pshatim in the sugya. You'll have the Ritva's pshat in the sugya, and the Ravid's pshat in the sugya, and Rashi's pshat, which is like the Ravid. And then you have two esbeirim in the Gedorim of Shnayim Shoso. The problem being that the Rashba seems to be inconsistent. That the Rashba here says pshat in the Gemara like the Ritva. He disagrees with the Ravid. He's in the camp that won't agree with everything we said here today. And yet the Rashba is the Makar for the Avnei Nezer, the Rashba in Bava Kamma. So we're going to have to say that the Rashba holds that Mazik is different. Hilchas Mazik has one set of rules, and Hilchas Kinyanim has a second set of rules. But the whole, and Hilchas Shchita as well has a separate set of rules. So the Avnei Nezer Shtikl Taira is very good. It fits in with the Rashba by Mazik. And maybe in Hilchas Shabbos the Rashba holds that way. But it doesn't, the consistency in all five sugyas, it's good. There's a Shitas HaRishonim that fits in all the five places. But we know at least that in our sugya, this is all totally b'machlaikis. Because the whole Ravid here is Taka Machlaikis, the Ravid and the against the Rashba. And I think the Rosh, the Shit Gwetzes B'Shem HaRosh, also disagrees with the Ravid and the Ritva. So the Maisa, the Shtikl Tayr of Dani Nez is a nice Shtikl Tayr. And it fits in these five places, and it fits in with the Shach. But it does not, not all Rishayim agree to that gather. There'll be Rishayim who don't agree with our Ravid, who by Hilchas Shchita don't agree with the Shach. Those Rishayim will have to go with some type of Mahalach, like Reb Shimon's Mahalach of yesterday, who makes some other type of Chilik in the rules of Shnayim Shaso. Reb Shimon's Chilik is less clear, as we mentioned yesterday. The Avnei Nezer's Chilik, the Gedorim are very clear. If you hold with these Shitas, then the Gedorim of the Avnei Nezer are very geshmak. And the Yisayid itself is also very nice. The two people who do things side by side, they're not doing one Maisa. Two people who do it together are doing one Maisa. It's the difference between doing things together and doing things side by side. They call it parallel play. They say when you have a four-year-old kid, they say he's playing with his friends. Four-year-olds don't play with their friends. Four-year-olds play next to their friends. Because the four-year-old is one thing, and the friend does something else, and they're sitting next to each other. A mature person, a child gets a little older, he can play with his friend, can do one thing together with him. Small children never matzliach to do something with. They do things side by side, they're two separate mindset. A mature person can do something with. Could do two people doing one thing. It's really a hagdara in maturity, which sometimes plays itself out in marriage as well, being able to do things together as opposed to parallel play. But anyway, the hagdara of the Avnei Nezer is a very nice hagdara. Now, what we have to do next is take out the Shulchan Aruch and learn the Dinam HaMabiyah Metziyah L'Chaveh, right? There are a couple of machlokes in Halacha which I would like to point out to you. One is a machlokes the Sma and the Shach in Simer Reisa, the Samach Tes. It's something that came in Derech Agav. I believe we mentioned Derech Agav earlier in the Masechta. That's one machlokes by Amabiyah Metziyah L'Chaveh Rekona Chaveh, right? What? No, it came in Derech Agav in a different sugya by Mechila B'Leiv. There's a tzais there that takes one side of the machlokes. There's a second. There's a machlokes tzais nesivis and machlokes man shach. There's a second machlokes tzais nesivis on the sugya. That tzais is shin mem ches if katan aleph the tzais. The nesivis though is not there in shin mem ches. I believe nesivis is back in Kuf Hei earlier where he argues with this tzais. So these are two machlokes in Ketzais Nesivis, which for Sunday, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to talk about.